of us have curio cabinets or some type of hutch in our homes that we have collectibles in. And I've got one that's in my family room, and in it I have a mix of things in it. One is snow babies. I collect snow babies. I also have some angels in there. And then I'm dating myself, but years ago, my grandma, she used to collect these Avon bottles that were dolls. I don't know if any of you remember any of that, but the bottom part of the doll, it had the perfume in it, and then the top of it was actually the figure of the person. So I have those collections in there, and I just absolutely love them. And then I've also got some handmade pottery pieces that were made by my kids, and they're priceless, right? There's just no value. That's how priceless they are. And many of you have some of these items in your home as well. You see, I treasure these works of pottery because of who made them. And though there are imperfections or flaws in each of them, they are perfect to me, absolutely perfect to me. You see, that is how the Father sees us. In all of our flaws and imperfections, we are perfect to Him. Perfect to Him. Isaiah 64:8 tells us, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are the work of your hand." Many of us have experienced clay in our lives, probably most of us, when we were little, when we were kids, and probably in school. And we remember that clay, it's soft, and it's mushy, and it's messy, and you constantly have to reshape it and work that to get it into the shapes that you want. And it takes a lot of patience to mold that clay. And then we know that once it sets, it gets hard, and sometimes it cracks, and then we begin to see the imperfections in the work of our creation. You see, we're kind of like clay at times. Our lives are messy, and we're being reshaped by the different experiences in our lives. And we have people, they move in and out of our lives. Sometimes we may get new neighbors, we may have a new job, there's someone new at school, there's a new someone special in our lives. And sometimes things that shape us are disappointments, challenges, fears, failures that we all experience. And when life gets messy, sometimes it shows, and sometimes we can hide it really well. Like the clay, we all have cracks or imperfections that you can't always see them from the outside, but inside they're there. We have a Heavenly Father who is our potter for our clay, the molder of our lives. He's a masterful creator. Our Father is relational. He is a potter and a creator, and He's also a caring Father to us, who has an incredible amount of patience with each and every one of us. Life is fragile, and we have cracks and imperfections and flaws, and some are visible to the eye, but some are so deep that nobody can see them. And just as clay can't heal or fix itself, only God can make us whole. And oftentimes it comes in the form of prayer, but also others who have been given gifts and abilities to help us in our times of need. There is a verse that gives me great encouragement I want to share with you this morning. It's from Joshua, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Hear these words. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you will go." Sometimes it's hard to be strong and courageous. Sometimes we need to say, "I am not strong. I'm afraid, and I need help." It's okay to say these things. "I'm not strong. I'm afraid, and I need help." Keeping these things deep inside us is not healthy for us. The There was an article written last year that 1 in 5 children and young adults up to the age of 25 are diagnosed with some type of behavior disorder, anxiety, or depression, and research shows that only 80% aren't receiving the help that they need in this age range. 80% are not receiving the treatment that they need. And we know what happens with young adults, right? They become adults. They become many of us. Many of us. And we know that those emotions just don't go away, or those challenges don't go away when you turn a certain age. In this article, there was a young girl, and her name was Alex. And she was afraid to speak up about the depression that she was experiencing and feeling. And after speaking up and getting help, she said, "I am so much stronger after coming out of this." She said, urging other kids to speak up. If you always feel like something is wrong, talk to somebody. If you feel like you are always blaming yourself all the time, talk to somebody. If things don't feel good, talk to somebody. I had mentioned a few months ago in a message that I'm not a crier. It takes a lot to make me cry, and that may not be true today. May not be true today. I shed some tears writing this message, and I may share just a few today as I share this as well. And I encourage you, each and every one of you, to be open to God today. To be open to God, to let down any walls that you may have brought in here. I'm not an expert, I will just say that to you now, but God has put this on my heart, and I bring it to you today, and I pray that you receive it with love and grace. You may have noticed there's some Kleenex in the rows, and I encourage you, if you need one of those, to go ahead and grab one or share it with somebody in your row. There was somebody that shared with me before the service started. In the business world, when you walk into a big conference room and you see Kleenex on the table, that means you're going to get laid off. And you're gonna lose your job. So listen, nobody's getting laid off, and I want you to all come back next week. All right. You see, God is our creator, our father, and the potter of our lives, and we are his clay. And he loves his creation, even in all of our imperfections. Many of us are personally affected by anxiety, by stress, addiction, fear, ADD, OCD, and many others. And if it's not us that is affected, we know people that are affected in it in our families, those that are around us, those that are close to us. These things have all touched my life in one way or another, and I'm sure some of you can relate to these things as well. Depression, it can be clinical. It can be seasonal. It can be situational. The loss of loved ones can send us into uncharted emotional territory. For some, grief and loss is too much to bear, too much to bear. And then we have seasonal depression, where the winter months, it's hard when there's not enough sunshine. There are also things that can lead us into depression, such as life change, job loss, relocation, divorce. Many things can cause depression or anxiety. With the emotions within us. Whatever is going on in your life or in the lives of those around you, take comfort this day that we're all a work in progress and that we're under construction. We are under construction in the midst of it all. Know that God knows what you're going through and that God loves you. In June, I was traveling, and I happened to be at an airport, and I saw this really cute purse. I just have to tell you, I love purses. I love handbags, and it was just super cute, and as I got closer, I was able to see what designer it was, and it was a Kate Spade purse, and my emotion went from what a cute bag to absolute, utter sadness, because the news had just broken that she had taken her life. You see, I didn't know Kate Spade, who was a designer, for those of you who don't know, or Anthony Bourdain, for that matter, who was a chef and an author, television personality. A lot of us would watch his program on TV. But I was deeply saddened by their loss. And I understand, even as of this morning, that some others have taken their lives that are musicians. As a society, we saw two successful people who had families. They had thriving businesses, and they were at the height of their careers. And then the news broke of their passing, just days from each other, that they both had taken their own lives. And it was absolutely shocking and left many of us asking, why? Why? I want to share a quote with you this morning. It's from Plato and says, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle." Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle. You see, it doesn't matter how successful you are, how much money you have, the type of car you drive, how many vacations you've been on, everyone at some point is facing a battle, or maybe is facing a battle right in this moment. We just don't know it. And sometimes when we find out, it's too late. In some way, we feel this connection with celebrities. We don't know them, but we know them, right? From the society that we're in, and we're affected by their life, and we are affected by their choice to end their life. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal last month with the break of both of these deaths. And experts say that substance abuse, mental illness, loneliness, financial issues, and relational problems all have contributed to the rise of suicide rates. And we are seeing a spike in the age group of 45 to 64. Suicide in women has increased nearly 60% from 2000 to 2016, and is up 37% in this age group for men, and overall up 30% since the year 2000. The statistics are absolutely heart-wrenching. We also know some who have taken their lives who have been close to us. And it becomes very real, and it becomes very personal. We also know that there are some that are struggling right now with this issue in their lives. One of the things that I have seen that has had a profound effect on me in being close to these situations is the families, the ones who have been left in the aftermath of suicide. Many of you have had experiences or have been touched by suicide in one way or another. And as I talk about this, there are situations that come to mind that are hard when they come to mind. I have experienced children and young adults, friends of my family, who have been left without a parent. The struggle is real, and the loss is profound. There are no answers, but rather a void that will always be there. You see, each day, there are moments where they wish they could ask their mom or their dad a question or share their life experiences to get their advice. The void is real. It is real. You see, it's hard to be an adult, but it's also hard to be a teenager. Several years ago, my family experienced the tragic loss of a friend at his own hand. To see a parent grieve the loss of their child is excruciating, and it is unimaginable. And it is absolutely heartbreaking to see children and teens grieve the loss of a friend. Very difficult, to say the least. Fast forward about 5 or 6 years, and I'm at one of my kids' high school graduations, and his name was in the program in memory of Joe. A chair was left open for this young man with a rose on it. those feelings and tears came flowing back. Oh, what could have been? Oh, what could have been? And I wondered in that moment, where would he have wanted to go to college? What would he have wanted to study? What would he have wanted to do in his life? Oh, what could have been? If you have thought about taking your own life or know someone who has thought of taking their own life, I urge you to talk to someone. We know that there are numbers to call, but I encourage you to come and to talk to myself or Pastor Tim, anyone here on staff. We would love to listen. We would love to listen. And to be able to help you find the help that you need to know that we're not in this alone, that we're in this together. We are in this together. Many years ago, as I began to read the Bible and come into this saving relationship with Jesus Christ, I began to have a deeper understanding of how God is active in the world and active in my life. And I began to have a better understanding of our Heavenly Father. You see, regardless of the things that we experience, the things that overwhelm us, the things that consume our thoughts, that affect our behavior, I began to see through the inspired Word of God that our Heavenly Father, our Creator, loves us beyond all measure. In our brokenness, in our fragileness, and in our weakness, God created us and He made us in His image. But there are things that they do keep us from God, things such as sin and disbelief, things of disconnectedness, and thinking that God is upset with us, and we choose to turn away from God. But know that God never turns away from us. God never turns away from us. Friends, I urge you to turn to Him, to turn to Him. There's a passage that speaks to me about the unconditional love God has for each and every one of us, and it's found in the book of Romans. I want you to hear these words and let them penetrate into your soul this morning. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whatever is going on in your life, know that you're not alone. You're not alone. And that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Not mistakes, not anxiety, not depression, not fear, not failures. God is with you, and God loves you. Jesus came that we may have life and to live it abundantly. He is the potter, and we are the clay. How is He molding you? How is He molding you? If you're someone who has a few cracks in your life right now, and if we were honest, we all have them. We all have them. Allow God to heal your brokenness. Allow God to heal your brokenness. Maybe there's somebody that God has been nudging you to reach out to. I encourage you to reach out to that person this week, whether it's a phone call, a text, an email, whatever that is, a note, to reach out to somebody. And we also learned from Plato this morning, be kind, you never know what battle someone is fighting. This includes the person that's going to take your order in the fast food line, right, as we go through our week. The receptionist at the doctor's office, the person at the gas station, your coworkers, maybe somebody that's sitting around you today. You get the idea. Be kind. And above all, be kind
to yourselves.
Oh, we are so hard on ourselves. Above all, be kind to yourself. We have good news, and that good news is we have the power of the Trinity to help us navigate the ups and the downs of life. God, our Father, our Creator, He is the potter and we are the clay. Jesus, the one who has taken away our sins and offers us eternal life. And the Holy Spirit who sustains us and is with us even in this very moment. Hold on to that good news. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word. Oh God, and we thank you that in the moments that we turn from you, that you never turn away from us. Help us to never forget that you are always there for us. And these mountains that are in our lives, God, we don't have to move those by ourselves. You're with us. And we thank you for your presence. God, I ask that you would give us strength when we are weak. Help us find joy when we're sad. Allow your mercy and grace upon each and every one of us to penetrate our being when we turn away from you. Guide us in paths of self-help. Open our eyes and hearts to see those around us, to be sensitive to what burden they are carrying, to see the cracks. We seek you this day. Reveal yourself to us. Let each and every one of us have this sense of assurance of your presence. God, on the hard days and on the good days, may each and every one of us be reminded that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you. And the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, that we may walk in the redemption, that our sins have been forgiven, and that we don't navigate this life alone. The power of the Holy Spirit is with us to sustain us and guide us and be present with us and in us. We are reminded that life is a mix of emotions, but we thank you that we are not in this alone, that you are with us and you send others to walk beside us. Though I walk through the valley, I have no fear, for you are with me. You comfort me. Bless each and every one of us this day. We pray these things in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. And all of God's people said,